In nomine Patris et Filii et Spiritus Sancti. Pater noster, qui es in caelis, sanctificetur nomen tuum. Adveniat regnum tuum, fiat tua, sicuri in caelo et in terra. Panem nostrum quotidianum da nobis hodie, et dimit nobis debita nostra, sicuri nos dimittimus debitoribus nostris. Et ne nos inducas tentationem, sed libera nos a mal. Amen. Sede sapientiae, in nomine Patris et Filii, et Spiritus Sancti. Amen. We were speaking about the changes introduced by the Second Vatican Council in the Sacrament of Holy Orders. And we were saying that the third major change was that the permanent diaconate was restored. First, there are two forms of the diaconate. The permanent and the transitional. The permanent diaconate existed already in apostolic times. Saint Stephen was a permanent deacon. The transitional, of course, is or was, here a man is ordained deacon, but the intention on his part is to be ordained a priest. Then secondly, the decision to become, watch this, two decisions must be made. The first decision is whether to be a permanent or transitional deacon. You don't make that decision after you become deacon. You make it before. And then the man is bound by his decision. Makes the decision to be a permanent deacon, that settles it. He then is not to be ordained priest. If it is in transitional diaconate, now he's already, if he makes that decision to become a priest, then he's ordained deacon. He may, if he may, then remain a permanent deacon, but it is not encouraged by the church. Because there was a certain instability of character. And of course, question, can a man who is ordained a deacon in the Catholic Church and is single, can he get married?
No.
Either married before, or he must then remain celibate for the rest of his life. But the second decision, now in a way is made by the bishop, and that is whether a man, say, study for the diaconate, whether he will be a celibate deacon or a married deacon. Whether he will remain a deacon and not marry, or be married and as a married man be ordained a deacon. Now, sisters, there is a crisis in the diaconate in the Catholic Church. First, most of the deacons in the whole world are in the United States. United States has more permanent deacons than all the other countries in the world put together. And there's a reason. The reason is because most of these permanent deacons are married men. And behind the permanent diaconate of the married men are two ideas. This goes back to the history of the council. Before the council, there were two things that some wanted to introduce into the Catholic Church. Number one, a married priesthood. And for them, the married diaconate is, you might say, a preparation for, introduction to, a married priesthood. And the second was, and is, to get women ordained first deacons and then priests. Over the years, I have worked with the deacons under strong encouragement of the Holy See. And guess what? We have organized an association of permanent deacons. And they chose the name. The name they chose was Servants of Fatima. Servants of Fatima. They are permanent deacons. And they got a training first. Of course, I organized their training. Because so many permanent deacons are very poorly, even badly educated. After training, they take temporary vows. They take three vows. The vow of promoting devotion to the real peasants. They take a vow. And devotion is not just, well, being in chapel, but teaching the Holy Eucharist. Second vow, they take a vow to promote devotion to Our Lady. And they better understand some Mariology. And the third vow they take is special full obedience to the Holy Father. Then they renew their vows after 3 years, once more after 3 years, and then they take final vows. And Pope John Paul is very happy because the permanent deacons, I repeat, in the United States, we have thousands, thousands. I repeat, more permanent deacons in America than all the rest of the world put together.
Do they have to go through the same studies as the deacon who is going to become a priest?
No. No. And the studies they take, some are good. But I have to say this, I think most of them, most of their studies are not good.